it's natural for some properties to sell over list price, where three or four or five buyers all on the same day say, oh my gosh, its features, its location are unbelievable, better than anything else out there. Let's go make an offer on it, and we're going to go over the asking price. Generally, the people who go over the asking price by $1,000 or $2,000 don't get the property. Ask your agent, because it's in the Homes Group report, you can actually look at the properties that went 1.5% or 4% over list price. It's not often the overbid by $1,000 or $2,000 is successful. It's priced wrong if four or five people want to make an offer on it. It could have been higher, and all the buyers in the marketplace agree, which is why you get three or four or five offers within 24 hours of a house coming on the market. Possibly it could have been a little bit higher. In any case, how many that sell over list price is healthy versus unhealthy? Because that's the question we're asking here. It shows right up in your Homes Group report. If you're looking at 10 out of every 100 selling over list price, that's actually a low number. Historically, we could see as many as 25 to 30 out of 100 houses selling at or above the asking price. Your area you're looking in, if it's around that 25 or 30% of property selling at or above, that's generally a healthy market. It's not on fire, but it's a healthy market. If you see only 1 out of every 10 or 10 out of 100, you're probably seeing a lot of expired listings in that area because you're seeing a scarcity of buyers when you're seeing only 1 out of every 10. If you see 5 or 6 out of every 10 selling over list price, there's a huge oversupply of buyers, and people are actually having trouble figuring out how high you could go with your asking prices. So again, if you're seeing 5 or 6 out of 10, you're probably looking at the potential is there for much better appreciation because people are overbidding like crazy in that area. 5 to 6 is out of the ordinary, and that means a tremendous amount of buyers, scarcity of sellers. Maybe 1 out of every 10 selling, there's probably a scarcity of buyers and oversupply of sellers. And why this matters to you is when you own a home, you want it to keep going up in value. So college education or retirement or whatever you're going to do, you want the house to appreciate, and or the ground actually appreciates, the house depreciates, and the scarcity of ground is really what is pushing the value up. We cover that in another audio here. But simple to say, the more properties under contract over list price, the better. And in 3 is somewhat normal. So look at your Homes Group report, and hopefully this provided you some more insight. Thank you.